even in a typical election year, turnout for young voters tends to be lower than other demographics. This year, many are concerned COVID-19 could dampen campus voter outreach efforts. Handing out flyers, accosting fellow students in between classes, handwritten signs, and decorated tables on the Oval. That's what voter outreach on campus used to look like. But during COVID, it's more like this.
Why do y'all think it's important to be an informed voter? Feel free to think about it or unmute and share why you think it's important or pop it in the chat.
Alyssa Johnson works for Ohio State's Office of Student Life, and lately she's been spending a lot of her time on Zoom calls with student orgs or classes.
We lost that in-person ability to like register a student in a class and then bring that form to the Board of Elections. So we've really had to beef up our FAQs and just our information in our presentations about how to register to vote, and then to allow for time to happen for them to register to vote while we're still virtually in their class.
Luckily, students are tech savvy. Signage in the Ohio Union and A-frame signs with QR codes on campus direct students to a website with registration information. But not everyone is taking a digital-only approach. College Republicans like Ohio State student David Koch have been knocking on doors with precautions like masks, gloves, and hand sanitizer since May.
We knock on the door, put the literature on the door, and then we step more than 6 feet back so that way we can have those same conversations with voters and they can do it in a safe way, and our volunteers can be safe as well.
Nationally, in-person versus online outreach have fallen roughly along party lines. At nearby Denison University in Granville, Matt Nowling with the College Democrats says their efforts on campus largely follow what the party has been doing nationally.
A lot of our strategy has been online because that's a safe thing to do and smart thing to do.
A key part of that strategy involves relational outreach, or friend banks.
With college students, young people especially, that oftentimes the messenger is way more effective than the message. If a friend reaches out to you, you're more likely to take action.
College students can register to vote using their campus address or do an absentee ballot from their home address. That means students get to choose where they want to vote. Some students aren't on campus this semester due to COVID, and that highlights an issue Granville resident Paul Jenks has been fighting for a while.
I do want them to vote, but I want them to vote where they really live. That was reinforced recently when the virus came along and the university sent them all home. And that wasn't here.
Jenks and others believe that college students shouldn't vote on local issues like school levies if they aren't taxpayers. That type of pushback is especially prominent in college towns like Granville, where the student body is more progressive than the town itself. Otterbein political science professor Latrice Washington says the youth vote turned out about a decade ago when there was a ballot measure to allow alcohol in some notoriously dry Westerville bars and restaurants.
And largely the reason that shifted was because students in the area actually changed their voter registration. It was actually an issue that motivated them. So when I say there has to be a social, political issue, at least one, that they see a direct correlation to impacting their life, they can change the outcome of an election.
But beyond local alcohol sales, Washington says the youth vote is hard to motivate.
Young people are reacting to the fact that they don't believe policies are crafted to them. But the reason that happens is because they're not heavily a dependable demographic.
Political analysts like her are not that concerned about the impact of the pandemic because youth turnout is historically low regardless. But Washington says this year, there is hope that things like the race-related protests, the state and federal Supreme Court, and even the economic recession will get young people to the polls. If they do, she says it could change everything. Paige Flager, WOSU News.